5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What about this lady, Jim? Shall we?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Thank you, Billy. I was going to call you BT.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Welcome to 2021 and the Rush Hour. I thought we might have had a nice little welcome back thing, but we didn't. But I'll tell you what it is. It is bloody early. February 1. Very, very early. It seems like we just finished the last show and that very good joke I did with Gav, which I totally stuffed up. But great to be back with you on the airwaves. And have we got a big show for you? No Jim, of course. Not sure where Jim is, playing golf with his Channel 7 buddies, probably, or punter. But we do have Joey Montagna.
Hello, Bill. You've given the people what they want. They've been hanging for you all summer. I know it's early you. They have been. They've been wanting Bill. And you're here. I know JB's not here. I'm sure he'll be back next week. You reckon? Week after.
Mm-mm.
Then he must be back the week after that. No.
Ding dong.
where is he? What is Jim doing?
He just does the footy. Just does the footy time.
That's all right. It's your show anyway, Bill. Let's be honest. It's your show.
It's good to see you, Joey. But also this man has been us, how long? 3 years?
This is year four.
Been with us for 4 years. Wow. The button pusher himself, Rebsy.
We're going to bot an underarm.
Ooh.
You haven't believed it. That's a disappointing finish. Disappointed Brian McKechnie, the crowd boom. And it's all over. After 50 overs, New Zealand 8 for 229.
Can you believe that? 40 years ago today, February 1, 1981, New Zealand versus Australia MCG. They needed 6, by the way, to actually win. And Trevor Chappell bowled the underarm. I tell you, wasn't happy. Richie Beno, he went berserk after it, didn't he? He wasn't happy. That's 40 years ago. Do you feel old?
Well, I wasn't born, so.
Were you, Rebsy?
No.
Jeez, I was sitting up there watching.
40 years ago.
Aren't you 40 yet, Jack?
No. I tell you what, it was 7 years ago today. Actually, not 40 years ago. Yeah. 7 years ago today, I got married, so I need to have a shout out. So my beautiful wife, Erin, for putting up with me for 7 years. It's our wedding anniversary. Ooh. So
you know what they say.
Yeah, 7 years.
Yeah. 7 year each.
Yeah, I know.
No. Changing the subject, Bill.
Well,
it does feel like we've just finished the show, but what have you done over the break? Have you gone anywhere? Have you done anything?
I got fat. Don't worry about it. No, I've done a couple of things, of course. I've been babysitting Ruby, my daughter's
photo. What about that photo on Instagram? It's the worst photo of yourself you've ever loaded.
It's a toy cavoodle. Yeah. So it's as big as a can, like a can of beer. And, mate, it was on my head, wasn't it? It was terrible. How big was my head?
Speaking of on your head, are you growing your hair?
Well, I was there.
Have you noticed his hair?
Yeah.
Are you growing your hair?
I just haven't been to the hairdresser. I'm looking terrible. Thank God we're on radio. Yeah, and what else? I had a birthday celebrations last week. Went down the lawn. Very nice down there, Joe.
Beautiful.
Stayed at the Cumberland.
Good there.
Nice.
Did you head up to Whisper told me maybe to the Magic Millions?
Oh, yes.
Schoolies for the 50-year-olds up there in the Magic Millions?
Yeah. I went with my two brothers, Blair and Anson, which was nice. Forgot to invite our sister. Poor old Melanie. But we went up there and I got me mate Gav up there. And we had a great time.
Thailand Gav.
Oh, it's good, eh?
Thailand Gav. Oh, he's the one that went.
Still running down his cheek. But it was a good time up the Magic Men. Stayed up there for a couple of days. Stayed at the QT at Surface.
Did you buy any horses? Didn't get sucked into buying
anymore? Happened? My stupid brother gets a bit pissed, right? And we run into this trainer, Nick Ryan, and he bought one horse for the whole sales. Not going that well, but buys one. So Blair gets on the frothies with him and says, mate, we'll go 10% in that horse. I have to go back an hour later and say, mate, no, we're not. what have you been doing, Joseph?
No, I've been around. I haven't gone too far. We're trying to sell our house, Bill, so that's on the market. So that's good fun when you're trying to clean your house twice a week for people to walk through it, and you've got a 2.5-year-old who's making a mess. And
so do you style furniture, as they say?
Yeah, we've got high furniture in it and all those sorts of things, and people have been going through it a couple of times a week, which is also a bit weird in itself.
Where are you when they go through it?
Well, we get out of the house. We go down and go and get a coffee or just leave. And you always sort of wonder what people get up to when they go through the house. What do you, It's a strange one. What is etiquette? What's appropriate when you're going through someone's house having a look? Are you allowed to go through cupboards and drawers, you think?
In the kitchen, because you want to know how big the pantry is or if you can put in big bowls or whatever it is. So the kitchen, yes. Well, salad bowls or something, I don't know. So what are you saying?
No, that's right, yeah.
But you're saying in the bedroom.
That's out of bounds, isn't it? Opening drawers and cupboards. Because we've
bedside table.
Yeah, you hide all your stuff.
Mother's little helper.
Yeah.
And mate, who's coming out? Is that to
say? No one's opening the kitchen cupboard and going, oh, big salad bowl, better buy this house.
No, but the bedroom drawers, you can't open
them. Yeah, you reckon
them.
We're safe, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well. But people love to do that.
Yeah,
they go into bathrooms and open up every cabinet.
We're trying to do that. So it's been a pretty low-key summer for us. But good to be here with you, Bill. Good to be back on the show.
That's all you've done all summer. You've had a big summer, Joey.
I'll tell you what I did do. I tried to go on a juice diet. I had three cracks at it. I had three cracks at going on this juice diet.
Just having a look at you. It hasn't worked.
It's not the right time to do a juice diet over summer, I worked out. I failed anyway. But good to be here with you.
Yeah. Well, we are back, Bill.
And you haven't been on one.
I actually think I have, to be honest with you.
Actually, you're looking all right.
Yeah, thank you.
Your face is still a bit fat.
Well, speaking of fat little faces, Marcus Harris is going to join us for the first little show today.
Great. What else we got?
You've got a couple of brand new segments that we're going to hook towards. I don't know if they're going to be that good, but we'll give it a crack.
We've got to pump them up, right?
No, they're going to be sensational.
Over-deliver and
underperform.
That's it.
And a joke to wrap up the show. But up next, the very first All Sports Report coming right at you. Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Are you ready for it, Bill?
Yes, please.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Yes, Joe, I hope you're listening to that. The segment you've all been waiting for, Billy and Joey's All Sports Report. Joe, go.
Well, we're going to start with some AFLW. Did you catch much of that over the weekend?
No, I watched Geelong and North Melbourne.
That was probably the worst game of the weekend. Kangaroos touched them up. But it was actually a very good opening round of AFLW. It was some high scores and some good results. So the big story, of course, was young Alice Burke, Nathan Burke's daughter, making her debut for St Kilda. Her dad was coaching the opposition, coaching the Western Bulldogs, wearing her dad's number 3. It was a very special moment. There's a beautiful photo.
Yeah.
If people haven't seen it, jump online, but have a look. Nathan Burke hugging his daughter after the game. It was a great game of footy. St Kilda won that by 9 points, Bill. And I'll tell you what, the standard is getting better year on year. The same teams look very good, though. Fremantle, North Melbourne, a couple of big wins. Collingwood over Carlton was a big win as well.
You know what I like watching, Joe?
What do you like
the
watching?
The old grounds.
Yes.
Moorabbin.
Yep. Moorabbin.
Hunt Road.
Yep.
The one at Fremantle.
Yep.
The one they play in Adelaide.
Norwood Oval.
It's good, isn't it, the old grounds?
Yeah, no, it was a good weekend of AFLW. So I implore people to have a look at some stage. And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I really enjoyed it. I think the standard's getting better and these women are very, very good athletes.
Are you still calling?
Still calling, yeah. Right. Called a few games over the weekend. And there's a little bit going on, though, because round two at the moment, the fixture's up in the air.
Yeah.
The whole quarantine situation out of Perth because GWS and Adelaide flew back into Adelaide. Yep. They got told they had to do 14 days quarantine. I think GWS have today flown back to Sydney because I think they don't have to quarantine. But round two at the moment is still up in the air. So we're just going to wait for the AFL to get back and what that looks like.
All right. The BBL is getting towards the pointy end.
It has been a good summer, the BBL. We're down finally to the final three. It's taken a while, but the Brisbane Heat have made their way into the Challenger game.
So they've done well.
They've done well. Yeah. Mm. So they're going to take on Perth. It was meant to be in Perth, but again, because of the COVID restrictions, they're going to stay in Canberra and play at Marnica Oval on Thursday night. So Brisbane Heat and Perth.
And the winner?
Will play the Sydney Sixers on Saturday night at the SCG.
Oh, nice.
So Perth have been one of the favourites, but the Brisbane Heat, if Chris Lynn, we know what he can do if he gets going.
Oh, can hit him out of the gate.
Our boy Linny. He can. Talks about that a few times.
I tell you who have been terrible. The Renegades and the Stars.
Stinking it up.
Have they?
Yeah, horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah,
what's wrong with the Stars? They just can't put it together.
Don't know. Always got a star-studded lineup, but just never get the job done.
Now, I need some footy news, please. What's happening around the traps?
There's been a little bit. The big news coming out today, Buddy Franklin, we've heard, has just nicked a calf. And we know the injury troubles he's had. We know he hasn't played much footy in the last couple of years. And when you're doing a calf at this time of preseason at his age, it generally, you know, means you're going to re-injure it at some point or the soft tissue niggles. So that's a shame because we were hoping, fingers crossed, we might have been able to see Buddy one more full season.
How many goals he kicked? Because how far
he's still
is he?
He's about 60 short of 1,000, I reckon. He needed like about 60 this year or 56 or
It'd
something
like that.
It'd
be nice to see him kick 1,000.
Kick 1,000, it would be. So that's the big news. But it's a little bit like over down at Geelong, Paddy Dangerfield. A lot of talk about his groins and what he might do this year. What are you hearing?
Yeah, same. There's who's the doctor? Was at North Melbourne and is in Adelaide. Him.
Yep.
And he's very good with groins, and Danger's been flying over to see him, but Danger had enough of that, and he flew him over to Geelong.
Right.
So he's been in Geelong for a week.
Yep.
944 goals for Buddy, so he needs 56.
Yep.
So there's a bit of a worry there for Danger because he relies on that ping, you know, bang off the mark straight away. So what else you got?
We surprised Ben McAvoy, announced captain, big boy McAvoy, old teammate of mine. I think it's a great appointment. He's a very, very mature leader, and I think he'll be great. Would that catch you by surprise?
You did. My eyebrows just raised a bit because I thought it'd be someone like Jaeger O'Meara.
Mm.
Why wouldn't he be captain?
Well, it's an interesting one. My take on it, and not knowing anything but just looking from the outside, is maybe they do want James Sicily, who everyone's talking about as being a future captain, because he's going to miss the year with an ACL. Maybe it's let's give it to Ben McAvoy for 1 year. He is 30. I think he'd be 32 nearly, Benny McAvoy. Maybe give it to 1 year and then hand it over to Sicily to be the long-term captain maybe in another 12 months' time is my take on it.
All right. And then they go, Liam Baker, what did he do?
I don't know what he did, but we read in the paper he might have got capsicum sprayed.
I see that,
by a female at a nightclub.
Mm.
So more in Richmond. Jeez, they have not stayed out of the news for a long time there, Richmond.
Richmond, but they keep winning.
They do keep winning. Yeah. They keep winning. The other last bit of news, some positive news, Bill.
Yes.
There's reports that Joey Danaher and Ben Brown, two new recruits at their clubs, obviously Brisbane and Melbourne, they both dominated the intra-clubs, kicking goals, looking really sharp. So watch this space on big Joey Danaher. He might dominate up in Brisbane. And I think Ben Brown's a great appointment in the Melbourne forward line.
How good's Brisbane going to be if Joey...
Well, they're top two. I think they're top two, definitely top four.
Give me a top two right now.
Port Adelaide and Brisbane.
First of Feb.
Port Adelaide and Brisbane.
Mm. Geelong?
Of course Geelong will be around the mark, I can say.
Top two.
Geelong is
Shut up, rabbit.
Geelong and Richmond are going to be around the mark. West
I'll
Coast
say
Eagles
Geelong,
have probably
Richmond.
Got one more.
Write this down and we'll put it in the turnstile or whatever
Bill,
it is.
The two teams that played in the grand final last year.
I'll say Geelong and Richmond. And Joey's saying...
Port Adelaide and Brisbane. Geez, you've gone out there, haven't you?
First of Feb.
Geelong, Richmond. They just played in the grand final about 2 months ago.
6:20 at the first of Feb.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
Wrap it up, Rabs.
Next, one of Bill's two new segments. We've got the first one. It doesn't look great on paper, but we'll see how it goes. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. We're back in 2021.
And I hear that we've been speaking a lot about Bill's new segment. He's done a bit of homework over the summer.
Well, he's got two.
He's got two new segments. He's bringing a show. Bill, you've been working hard.
I have, coming
up with some new
stuff.
This
is one of two.
I'm looking forward to this because I've heard a lot of good things. There's some whispers going around the Triple M corridors that these things Bill's bringing to the table are going to be very, very sharp.
Well, just remind yourself, it's only a hook piece, what we're doing.
Right,
okay.
Right. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
Okay, here we go, Joey and Rabsy and all the listeners out there. The only mystery in life is why the kamikaze pilots wore helmets. Think about it.
What was that?
I reckon there's probably
helmets.
More than one mystery in life.
Well, it's just one quote, Dick. That's a break or whatever it is. Move on.
All right. That's
words of wisdom.
Bill's new segment, Bill's quote of the day. Marcus Harris.
Might be the one and only.
He's joining us next. Joey and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Our next guest earned his way back into the Aussie Test side by smashing South Australia all over the park.
2-0-0, unbeaten, a double 100. Marcus Harris for Victoria. Well played.
Later this month, he takes on SA again. This time it's South Africa, who have some very talented players.
Now, who was man of the match for South Africa?
Ngigi. And their opening batsman made 129 not out.
Yeah.
Good effort. His name's Gentleman Mallon.
Please welcome Marcus Harris.
Joey, I love this man. He is our favourite cricketer on the Rush Hour.
Will Bukowski.
No, not Will. No.
The big Duke, Johnny Hastings.
No, well, we do have the Duke on. You're right, yeah, but no.
So he's your third favourite.
Yeah, our third favourite cricketer is Marcus Sinclair Harris. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, thanks for the intro.
Hey, great to have you on board, mate. And I must say, well done for getting back in the test team because everyone gave you no hope, but I said no. Our little man that comes on air, he'll be back in there. And second innings, seeing him beautifully, get to 38 and then got out, Marcus.
I know. Well, it didn't go to plan, Bill, but, yeah, it was good to get back in the side, obviously after being out for 12 months, so... disappointing not to get the win in that last test, but it was definitely good to be back in the side.
What was the wash-up, Marcus, from the series? What's JL, Justin Langer? Actually, he's been in the news a little bit, so
he's
we might ask about
it. He's copped a bit.
Oh, actually, have you ever copped a spray from Justin Langer, Marcus? Have you been on the end of one of his sprays that he seems to dish out?
I've been on ends of thousands of things, but no, it was obviously disappointing that we didn't get the series. Obviously didn't win especially after that first test in Adelaide. But I think to India's credit, the depth that they showed throughout the whole series was unbelievable. I think in both of those last tests, we gave ourselves a good chance to win. And I think you could probably argue on that last day that they were almost just too good for us, the way Pant batted and especially Pujara. Was disappointing. But in regards to JL, he's a very passionate man. So I think anyone that knows JL knows that's how he is. And, you know, wears his heart in his sleeve. And I think that's one of his many strengths.
No, I love it because he's tough. And sometimes you need to be told and put back in your box, don't you, Joe? It happens in footy.
Yep.
But is it true that he barred a player from carrying a toasted sandwich? Now, is this true? One of the players had a toasted sanger, was going to put it in his pocket
and walk
out into the ground and eat it. Surely you don't do that, you blokes.
I'm not sure. I was sitting there when it happened. I'm not sure he was going to walk on the ground, but there was someone eating a toaster. Yeah. Well, it was nothing too bad.
Bowler or a batter?
Batter.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. Not silly Marnus, was it?
I'm not saying any names.
Hey, what about Marnus? Does he ever switch off? Does he, his celebrations, when he's in the field, he's always yapping. Does he ever switch off?
Never. And I think, he's got too much energy, and because he's a non-drinker and he's never hungover either, so he's like that all the time. So, but I think that's what's good about Marnus. He's got so much energy and he brings so much to the game and he's always on. And I think, like you saw again this summer, he was probably our best batsman again. So he's going pretty well, Marnie.
Yeah, we know he's a star cricketer. We know he can bat, but he's had the microphone on him for the BBL, Bill.
Getting wickets.
He's bowling. He's taking a lot of wickets. But can we get some audio of Marnus in the field in the BBL? Because we're getting a bit of an inside glimpse into what this bloke's like.
Adelaide.
Isn't it a foreign language, that appeal? Got something out of the Karate Kid.
Catch it! Catch it! Yeah!
There is a Karate Kid there. Yeah.
There it is!
He's not quite right, is he?
No.
NQR.
I don't think he's the full quid. he's absolute carry. I think one of the funny things in the Big Bash is when you hear those guys on the microphone, that's not actually how they act. So I'm not sure if that's got anything to do with it. Like, Finchie's nice to people in the field when he's got the microphone on. And so Maxie said.
They put it on, you reckon, Mark? You reckon they put it on?
It's a bit of, I know one of the boys had messaged a producer at Channel 7 and said, just turn the mics on when they don't know it's on. You'll get a real taste of what they're actually like.
That's interesting. That's right.
Hey, Will Podkoski, how's he going, mate?
Yeah, he's good. I saw him this morning, big puck. He was running. I think he's had another jab in his shoulder.
Yep.
So I think from what I can gather, he will be fine. We've got a Shield game before we go to South Africa. Mm-hmm. And I think he'll be available for that.
So what is the latest with South Africa? You're in that squad. You're heading over. What have you been told? Because there's still a bit going on there, obviously, with COVID and the restrictions. What's your understanding at the moment?
Yeah, I think there's a bit to work through. We've got a Zoom call tomorrow with our, obviously with the team management and stuff. So I think we'll know more by then. But I think everyone's trying their hardest to make it happen. Obviously, their COVID situation over there is pretty dire, but I know CA won't send us over somewhere that they don't think we can be safe. And I think it'd be pretty similar set up to here where we'd be in a hotel and sort of locked down. And I think that'd almost keep us in one city and just try and play all the games there. So, I think we'll know in the next couple of days what the goes will be with that.
Congratulations, got engaged too, he did, to the lovely cat. So that was nice, mate.
Yeah, that was good. She said to make sure to mention if anyone asked what you've been doing, not to say I've been doing nothing. So that was good. She just got home from Perth, so I haven't seen her for a couple of months. So
we'll give you some time. We'll let you go. Little harrow. Hey, good luck, mate. Great speaking to you, and thanks for coming on the Rush Hour.
Thank you. No worries, boys.
Hey, Joey, Bill's rocked up the 2021 with a couple of new segments. Always a recipe for disaster, and one's coming up next.
Oh, wow.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and Joey Montagna.
Been a good show, a good opener, and then the All Sports Report, very, very good. The quote of the day.
Yeah, and Marcus was a great chat.
So I think
Marcus.
We're 4 from 4 at the minute.
Yeah, yeah, we're good.
Maybe 3 from 4.
But we got another segment, a new segment, Joey, because people out there crying out for new segments. So we give it a go early. If they don't work,
we'll get feedback.
We want a lot of feedback too on this. But this one is, what stories are trending unusual?
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Well, there is an unusual one. It's over in Dutch. What's that called? Holland or wherever?
Netherlands.
Netherlands. It's over there, yeah. Joey. And you're all over
I did find this one, Bill, because I know you love your childish humour. I know you get little chuckles out of this. And I just did see this morning. The second division Dutch league, a team, SBV Excelsior. They were leading 3-0 and they were playing this other side called Den Bosch. You'd be all over Den Bosch. They're a very good side in the second division. Anyway, they came back from behind. They were down 3-0. And all of a sudden, young 22-year-old striker, Jiz Hornkamp, kicked 4 goals in 34 minutes to draw the game.
His name is?
Jiz Hornkamp.
That's his real name.
He's trending. Jiz. Jiz is trending in the United States.
Really?
You don't believe
it? Jiz Hornkamp.
There he is. Jiz Hornkamp. They were down 3-0. And then in 34 minutes, he kicked 4 goals himself in 34
Jiz
minutes.
Jiz Hornkamp.
You're making. See, you're being immature here, Joey.
No, Bill, I'm not.
You're Joey. It's our first show back. Could be our last.
Bill.
It says here that in the seventh, he kicked his third in the 78th minute.
Yep.
Then climaxing, then Botch kicked his fourth in the 86th minute.
Yes, Bill.
That is a good effort.
That is a good effort.
The Rabs no more.
He's trending. So he's famous now, Jiz Hornkamp. No one had heard of him beforehand, but now he's trending in all over the world.
He's all over it. He is? No, he is. He's trending. Well done. I like that. I tell you, would be trending other than Jiz.
Although
he's
not as popular, this man.
Patrick Reed.
Ah, Patrick Reed, the golfer.
What's happened with him overnight?
2018 Masters champion. Well, overnight, he won the golf. He won the Farmers Insurance Open.
By the way, $7 million.
Yeah, it's a fair payday. Yeah. But he's one of the villains of the tour, isn't he? Yeah, he's a bit of a villain.
Nice boots.
He's been accused of cheating, Bill, over the weekend.
Yeah, ball.
Well, the ball bounced, right?
No one saw it.
No one saw it, apparently, but clearly on the vision you can see it bounce. Yeah. And if the ball, no one sees it bounce and it gets embedded, which means it goes below the the surface line, you're allowed to move it and play your shot. Well, he's picked it up and moved it before he's asked an official to come and have a look.
Yeah.
He's put his fingers in there to say, you can see, if you can feel that it's been embedded. Now, anyway, they gave him the all clear, but it just didn't look good. I don't know if he's done it the right way, but what's been more interesting that's come out of it since he won is the old burner account, Bill. Are you all over the burner accounts?
People set them up and it's actually them.
It's actually them pretending to be someone else to defend themselves. Ah. So Patrick Reed's got caught out this morning on his burner account saying, Rory McIlroy did the same thing and nobody's been picking on him.
Ah.
And then he quickly deleted it and put it on his real account because he wanted to post it from him.
Ah.
So they've figured out that he's got the old burner account.
Wow. So that's just happened today.
That's just happened this morning. So Patrick Reed's got the burner account. Some famous names have got burner accounts, haven't they, Rabsy?
Kevin Durant in the NBA's famously got a burner account.
So they pump themselves up.
Yeah, or defend themselves if someone else has a go at them. Or
that's what we need.
Were there rumors Tom Brown had a burner account?
Oh, Tom Brown. We should start one here. How good's that Rush Hour? Why wouldn't we do that?
No, we need one.
We get enough good feedback. No. Hey, I'll tell you something else that was trending. Speaking of Rush Hour on social media, You see this, Joey, over the summer, did Bill's top 20 jokes.
I was all over it. It was very popular.
Very popular.
What's trending unusual, actually, your jokes.
It's good watching them, actually, isn't it? The reactions of Dopey here and Rabsy and Jim and all
Jim,
that.
Yeah. Jim, just a few old ones when you had Chief and a few others
Chief?
There.
What about the Chief like one?
Some of the looks he gave you.
What was the one Chief like?
The chicken in the egg.
Chicken in the egg. Yes.
Oh, I didn't mind the wooden eye.
Wooden eye. All right then, Stumpy. And then number one was Brick, of course, our favourite.
Very good.
No, that was
well
good.
Done.
Well, you got your first joke of the year up next, so is it going to be as good as Brick or wouldn't
I? Can it make the top 10?
No, it won't. But it's just a little nice little one for the family.
All right. On tomorrow's show, Daisy Pearce from the Melbourne Football Club is going to come on.
Good. Still playing good footy, isn't she?
She's a star. Yeah. Absolutely.
What stories are trending unusual? We did that one today, and it says here another quote from Bill, so we'll see about that one.
We're going to do that again.
Shut up, Joe. I thought it was very good.
That was good.
Hey, what's happening tonight? Because this is your 7th year anniversary.
Yes, it is. Taking Aaron out for dinner and a movie after this. So we're going to go to Scopri in Carlton, a little Italian. It's one of Aaron's favourite little restaurants. A little nice little Italian restaurant in Carlton, Nicholson
Street. Pizza joint on the corner?
I haven't been there. I'm just going there tonight, and we'll try and see a movie as well.
What are you
going
to see?
Well, The Dry with Eric Banner. I'm hearing good things about that, so we might go and have dinner and a movie and celebrate
and
7 years together.
Anything else? Or?
I think that'll be it.
Well, to get you pumped up for a good night, Joey, we're going to do this.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Here we go.
First one.
I've been
the new ball.
I tell you what, new ball, and I've been had all summer to prepare.
You have to.
Yes.
No excuse.
Stand by. The wife asked me the other day, had she seen the dog's bowl? I said, to be honest, Dale, I didn't even know they played cricket. That's not bad.
That is not bad. Yeah. That was doing the rounds. I'd seen that on social media. Yeah.
No, you didn't. I just found that one.
The dog's bowl?
The dog's bowl.
Leggies or medium?
Yeah, well, I've never seen it. Good joke, Bill, to start with.
Well done,
Joey. See you tomorrow.
See you, Bill. Ramsey.
6 o'clock. See you, Ramsey.